This is Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Annie Bartholomew, here with Jordan Igro, the manager of the Zach Gordon Youth Center.
Hi, Annie.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So school's out. It's summertime.
It is.
What's going on at Zach Gordon?
Well, so we are in our second week of summer camps. We had our first week last week with an all-day camp of hiking, so the kids hiked all week. And this summer, they're doing Summer Olympics, so basically they're playing lots of different outdoor games. Today they're at the beach, and tomorrow they're going to be out at Okrak. And
sounds like a dream.
Yeah, they're having a great time. I was actually just saying to somebody in the hallway whose sisters are in the camp, that it's just, she was saying how much fun her sisters are having, and I was like, the kids just come back totally happy, and they don't care. Earlier this week when it was raining and they were outside, they don't care. I mean, you know, Southeast kids are champs about all that. So they're having a blast, and they got a great day for being at the beach all day today. So, yeah.
How does your organization change, or who you serve change when school's out?
Well, you know, our camps, we only do during the summer. We do a spring break camp. So that's a whole additional thing we do during the summer. And then the other thing that we do during the summer that we don't do during the school year is our youth employment and parks program. So that is starting up this week. This is the first week. And so that's a partnership with Southeast Alaska Independent Living. And we staff that program together, and it's funded primarily through the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, the Division of Voc Rehab. We just got some funds from First Bank to help fund that program. And we have Friends of Zach Gordon Youth Center also helps with it. So it's pretty great. The kids are employed by the city, and they work on trails and parks. And we have a crew of 10. And also a peer leader who is a little older than the 16 to 20, but still a youth that we employ to support the program. And we just have they have a great time, and they do really meaningful work, and they get paid about $10 an hour to do it. So they learn employment skills, and that they meet every morning at the center, and then they go out the door to do projects for the day. And so that is Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4:30, and then on Fridays they do employment skills training. So it's a little more and like learning about what is possible in employment. We have different employers come in and speak to them, or they go on tours of the job center, or they just practice resume writing skills or interviews, things like that. They do that on Fridays, and Fridays is a half day, but they get paid for that time too. So it's pretty neat. It's a super fun program, and we hope in the future to be able to expand it to a couple of crews. Right now, 10 is what we can do. So we have a lot of fun with that. And then those are the big things that we do that we don't do during the school year. But also, our doors open at 11 o'clock, and we have kids start coming in at 11 o'clock, whereas during the school year, they come after school. So that's super fun. We're always, we've been doing a lot of baking lately. Ooh. We've had some kids coming in who really are into baking. So there's been a lot of baked goods around the center, which is
dangerous
and delicious. So that's been fun. And yeah, we just, you know, our hours are 11 to 9 Monday through Thursday. And so for kids who are under 14, they can be there till 6 p.m. And at 6 p.m., it's 14 and up. Basically, it's high school in the evenings, just because the roots of the center, you know, where the center was originally came from, was a teen center. And so this kind of keeps to those roots and gives the teens a place where they can hang out without the younger kids. So, you know, I think it's great to have them all there together. I think there's something really important and meaningful in that. And I think it's important for teens to have some time to just be teens and hang out with each other. So so we do a little of both. Yeah.
And it's Pride Month this month.
It is. It's Pride Month this month. And we have our Pride flag up, which is super fun. And we have we are hosting an inaugural Youth Pride Party on June 20th. So you'll see it on the Pride schedules that are going around town. It's at Zach Gordon from 6 to 9. And that's a partnership with a bunch of organizations that we're working together to do that with, AWARE and Teen Council And CEGLA is helping with some funds to make it possible. The Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition is also helping with some funds. So, yeah, it's really, we're pretty excited about it. We're going to barbecue a bunch of food. We're going to have door prizes. We're going to have music of some sort. And so we're excited. It'll be really fun. And hopefully we can do it every year from now on out and just add more youth things to Pride. So we're excited about that.
And is that strictly for teenagers?
It is middle school and high school. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. And so this will be one night where the middle schoolers can stay until 9 if they're part of the party. So, yeah.
And I heard a rumor there might be a girls' soccer league
taking
over Juno.
Yeah. So this youth sports is now being run out of the center. So this summer we're doing our you know, one of the things that we had heard from the community, that Parks and Rec has heard from the community a bit, was that it would be, you know, great to have our outdoor soccer league has been combined, girls and boys. And some folks were, you know, interested in having just a girls league. So because sometimes the boys don't pass to the girls quite as much and, you know, things like that.
I definitely broke my wrist in combined
did
soccer,
you?
Parks
did
and
you?
Rec.
You were getting in there.
Yep. Kept playing.
Good for you. So we're having a girls' league this year, and we need a few more girls to sign up to make it happen. So if you're listening and your girls haven't played before, or maybe they didn't want to play co-ed, or maybe they played co-ed before and they'd like to play just girls, get them signed up. So we're pretty excited about that. I think it's going to be really fun. And if this summer is anything like last summer, it should be a pretty nice summer for outdoor soccer. So, yeah.
What's the commitment to be on a team?
So it's once a week practice and once a week games, I think. Amanda is the main guru of this, and she's not with me. But basically, it's a couple times a week that you play. And it starts, we have a skills clinic on June 22nd, and then the actual practices and games start on July 6th. So that's the first week of the league. But the skills clinic is fun, too, and everybody can go to that.
So where can folks find more about your programming, the soccer league?
So there's a couple ways to do this. You can follow us on Facebook, Zach Gordon Youth Center. But also we just launched our new website, which is cbjkids.org. So you can still get there through Parks and Rec. But if you put in cbjkids.org, you will also get all the stuff about the youth center, about BAM after school during the school year. And youth sports is all there. So, and that's where our registration, you can sign up online for youth sports, or you can drop by the center or give us a call at 586-2635.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming. Jordan Nigro, she's the manager of Zach Gordon Youth Center.
Thanks for having me.